for good. Coach on the road for the...
See, you getting me nervous already.
I got you nervous.
Coach on the road for the 2024 opener at Guarantee Rate Field, and I got the man here, Gordon Beckham. GB, how we doing?
It's good to see you again, Coach.
Good.
I'm doing good, man. You doing all right?
I'm great.
Good.
So another opening day. How many open days has this been for you?
I don't really remember. That's where I'm at right now. I played for a while. I probably had 10 or 11 opening days when I played. It's been three or four, I guess, since I've been doing this, the media side of things. I've probably been here. I know I was here last year and this year, so we're getting up there. It's enjoyable. It's great to, you know, be back here in Chicago, and we got a perfect day.
So let's take our audience behind the scenes. I mean, when you play Major League Baseball, every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. GB, going back and make it to the big leagues. You have a career in the big leagues. What is life like when that career is over?
Yeah, I think the career, you know, is your career, and it's a lot of fun, but there's also a lot of things that you miss out on. And so when you get done with that and you're able to step away, you can kind of, you know, there are times where you can do what you want to do. You know, you visit places you weren't able to visit for 7 or 8 months, right? But for me, being able to come back here and spend some time with the guys and see them, you never really miss your friends, like, and the people that meant something to you, the coaches that poured into you. And so that, to me, is what it's all about in terms of being able to have those relationships. It's not always about hitting the home run. It's not always about the wins and losses. It's about the relationships you keep and you make. And so that, to me, is the most fun part about being around the game now, is I get to see all the people that I was around without having to have the stress of playing well. I can go see, I can see all my friends and just have a good time. And so I think that's enjoyable part about it today.
And I know for myself, having been in the game 40 plus years coaching, I mean, that desire for the game, that fire never goes away.
No.
Do you lose that fire?
No, you don't. I mean, you don't miss the competing. You don't miss being able to do that. The hardest thing, the thing I promise you I don't miss at all, is the season, just the how long the season is. That's what people don't understand about baseball, is just what a grind it is. Mentally, physically, for 7 months, you're going every day, and you see these guys every day. And so you got to have great relationships. You got to be able to spend time with people. You don't spend that amount of days with your best friend.
Yeah.
So you think about, like, you have to spend that with, 25 other guys. It is a grind. So I don't miss that grind, but I miss all the other things about it. I miss the guys. I miss playing. I miss making the great play or getting the big hit. But there's seasons in life, and that season's passed for me, and so I get excited about doing this now.
A lot of people don't know that it's a bond with the team on and off the field that's just comical, nonstop characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're not making jokes and just kind of busting people's chops, I mean, you're not really a baseball player. So that's kind of the funny thing. You got to have thick skin in baseball, because guys will figure out where that thin spot is real quick.
So how do you make that a transition to TV from the game?
Well, I mean, for me, it was relatively easy, because at the end of my career, I was more of a bench player, utility guy, and so I could talk to young kids about the game when I was in the dugout not playing. So I was basically trying to pour into guys and teach them what it means to be a big leaguer and how to go about it at the end of my career. So now, taking that to the booth or taking that to the pre- and post-game, that's just the same thing. It's like just talking baseball, talking what you know. So it's something... Luckily, I was able to play long enough to where I learned a lot. And so I'm able to pass that on now to the viewers at home.
And more importantly, keep you attached to the game.
Got to, right?
Coach on the road with the man, Gordon Beckham.
Good to see you, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Maybe, you know, when you're in high school, you weren't serious about playing ball. You didn't dedicate yourself. You didn't put in that full effort. But now that you're older, you're a little more mature, a little more wiser. Now you're like, man, I wish I still had an opportunity to play ball. Well, this is a great opportunity for you to be able to invest in yourself, see where you're at. You know, that's where you weed out the ball players from just the average guy. You're going to really find out who the real ball players are. Definitely excited to see that and, see the talent that does come through in the tryouts and, you know, see where it goes from there.